Talk it out, mind.
Hey, beautiful people. How are you? Hope you're doing well, and I hope you're keeping safe. Welcome to the Talk Your Chop Mind show with your girl, Gift Omer. And on the show, we'll talk about different aspects of our lives, ranging from faith to career to relationships and lifestyle in general.
So today we're going to be discussing about an emerging societal issue, which is paternity fraud. It has gained traction over the years, especially in Nigeria. You know, there are a whole lot of cases of paternity fraud here and there.
And to join in today's discussion, I have three wonderful guests in the studio already, and they will be unveiled in due time. Stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. All right, welcome back, and thank you so much, guys, for joining me on the show today.
Okay, thank you, Omar.
So can we get to know you?
Thank you for having me on the show. My name is Valentine.
My name is Atsata Genevieve.
Good morning. My name is Don Collins.
Thank you for being here. And like I already said, we're going to be talking about paternity fraud in Nigeria, especially. All right, let's start with you, Collins. Can you explain to the layman on the street, okay, what paternity fraud is? Like someone who hasn't heard about this thing before, what is it actually?
Okay, the best way to really explain that term for a lucid grasp is to pick up those words. There are two words. Let's pick them up like one by one and try to get the etymology. So paternity, fatherhood, has something to do with the ownership of a father. So fatherhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then fraud, it's basically the whole thing everyone knows, Yahoo, dubiousness. Okay. So paternity fraud as an encapsulated term means deception as regards to fatherhood. So we have fathers having children that they think are their kids, but are actually not their kids. So, in a dubious manner. For example, a woman sleeping with another man and having a child.
In marriage, yes.
Okay. And then imposing the child on the man or her husband. And that is basically the lowest, like the clearest version of paternity fraud.
Well, you need to add the fact that it's actually something, a deception done by women, usually married women, but not always only married women. Even some side chicks can also get you to believe that this is your child, and then it's paternity fraud there, because it's just about deception of a man to think that a particular child or children are yours. I mean, they're not biologically yours.
They're not yours. Okay. Jenny, you want to say something?
Well, the truth about paternity fraud lies in the lie. The intention to transfer the paternity of a child to another man.
Okay.
If there is no lie, then it's not paternity fraud. If it's not done intentionally, then it's not paternity fraud.
Okay.
It has to be done knowingly. It has to be something she did knowing fully well that a child belongs to a different man. But then she would intentionally,
like deliberately
choose a different father for her child.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. What do you guys think, though, are some of the reasons or causes of this paternity deception? You know, like the other time I was checking online, I saw a story of one Mr. Ken, not his real name now, though, but he just found out that two out of his four kids aren't really his. Now, he's been married for like 15 years and he has four kids. Then just found out that two out of those four kids are not his. So what do you think could be the reason? And what can we say about this thing? What are the causes? And why does it look like it's on an increase? Why does it look like it's on the rise right now?
Well, the truth is the reasons for paternity fraud are kind of like endless. Human beings would generally do anything for anything. We have reached that higher level of understanding where we are very good. We are shrewd. We are lewd. On that low level, we try our best to get what we want by any means. When a man sees an apple and he just doesn't want to climb, he stones it, right?
Yes.
So in that same way, when a woman wants to attain something, she finds a way to attain it. So the causes of paternity fraud are endless in the sense that it can be for a lot of reasons. It depends on the person. So it can be for reasons ranging from selfishness, greed, for different reasons.
Just like you rightly said, causes of paternity fraud, they're just too numerous to mention. Too numerous. The list is just endless. There are so many reasons as to why someone would engage in paternity fraud. But of course, there are some common reasons, which will include shame, hatred, financial freedom, and the quest to get married.
Mm.
Could be anything. Could be the silliest of reasons. Now, shame. A woman in Africa. Okay, fine. Let me narrow it down to Nigeria. Women in Nigeria are being looked at in a certain way, especially the married women. Now, when a woman finds herself, engages in extramarital affairs, it's wrong. Yes, it's wrong. Now, if she gets pregnant from that single act and it's made known for people to know that, fine, she got pregnant from another man outside marriage, it becomes a huge problem that no woman would want to find herself in. It's only the strong that can pull through the shame a woman is being put through when such a thing happens. Now, because of this shame, a lot of women will bottle it up. They would rather pin the paternity of that child to their husbands, you know, or to whoever they're in a relationship with.
That's sad.
Based on the little amount of knowledge I know, I think most of the paternity fraud cases I have seen are as a result of a woman trying to keep her place in a family, or
yes,
trying to get into or stay in marriage.
Exactly.
Do you have anything to say about that, Mr. Valentine? I totally agree with you.
Yeah, though. Well, in addition to that, you know,
we can't escape the fact that there are women who've had kids maybe at the point where they weren't married, and the societal way of looking at that kind of situation in Africa is a bit different from how it's done overseas. And to be able to give a child legitimacy, sometimes you quickly get married to a person, or you get married and you don't let them know that this you already have a baby. So you get to have a child who is not theirs, but they believe it's theirs, because we don't want to be the object of scorn in the society for having a baby outside wedlock and all
exactly.
of that.
Exactly.
Then you also have the fact that some women actually do try to do this in sympathy, in quote, for their husbands, because a man's pride in Igbo land, for instance, is also measured by his prowess, his ability to father babies. And so a woman might not want to have that happen to her marriage, because it will eventually affect your marriage. So they go out to get this pregnancy, because in Igbo land, when you're married to a person, it doesn't matter where the pregnancy comes, it belongs to the father.
Okay.
Yes. So if you're married to a person and you get pregnant, it doesn't matter if it was fathered by another person, it belongs to the man, because he is the husband to the woman who has pregnancy.
As long as you pay the bride.
Yeah. So, that doesn't mean that they want you to go out and do that.
Mm.
But the women could do that because they know the father, the man wants a baby, the family needs a child, and she wants to also secure her place, like he said.
Yeah.
So she goes out to get this thing.
You see, for financial freedom as well, a lady, whatever, would want to transfer the paternity of a child she has or had for someone else to someone else, possibly because the real father of the child is not financially buoyant.
Child.
And then to avoid stories that touch, she would rather pin the paternity of that child to someone else who is better financially. You know,
people should fear God more.
Another thing that is also important to note is that in Africa, back in the days, the issue of infertility was regarded more as a feminine thing.
Yeah.
A man's pride won't let him feel like I'm the problem with that. But
mm-hmm.
So sometimes women are pushed to find out if they are really the problem. The only way, the acid test for that is to go and get pregnant outside. So, you know, by the time you've proven it, or undoing what you've done becomes a problem, and then you're like, well, let's just get ahead. Sometimes women don't set out to actually be deceptive in that way. You have, maybe there is more percentage in that, but it just happens. It becomes harder to say it,
yeah.
And as it goes on, it becomes that much harder to broach such a subject.
I feel it's still on board, and it all still boils down to the fact that human beings will do whatever to get whatever they want. In the African scenario, in the Nigerian home, a woman will do anything to either stay in a marriage or get in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
There's another thing I wanted to point out that somehow it's a little bit unlike what we see in these scenarios. Sometimes there is a paternity fraud that occurs at the hospital involving the nurses.
Yeah.
And in such case, it doesn't involve the woman getting pregnant. She might have paid a nurse. So a family, because sometimes back in the days, things weren't very clearly regulated or very closely regulated. So a person could have twins or triplets and wouldn't know at the point that they had the baby. So one child is switched or taken at birth and then given to this person who wants. And then when for instance, there's a need for a blood donation from the father to the child or something, and it comes to an appointment, you find out that this child isn't yours. And no explanation from the woman that I didn't go to get a pregnancy outside while I sage the man's feelings or pride or seem logical.
Yeah, you know, there is a case like that. One woman, I don't know, I think it was reported, one nurse in East Africa or somewhere, I'm not really sure now, that was doing that. Like she was a nurse. She was exchanging babies at birth. And now when they caught her, she said she had exchanged up to 100 babies since she started working as a nurse. Okay, so why have you been doing this? And she said she just did it for fun. You know, just out of sheer curiosity, she just wanted to know what it looks like taking a baby from here and giving to this person, then taking this person's baby and giving to another person.
Just sheer mischievousness.
Yeah, you can imagine. And then tomorrow, if something happens, the child will now look and then,
how come?
How am I here? Yeah. And then, of course, the whole blame goes to the mother, who also is surprised. Like, I never did anything outside.
Yeah, it would be like Noah's wife believing him when he says I was in the belly of the shark for 3 days. Or the whale.
Noah's wife?
Jonah's
wife, rather.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. So let's talk about the victims of this paternity fraud, yeah? Because there are a lot of persons that will be affected with the fact that a woman hid the true identity of a child from the real father, or maybe hid the paternity on the wrong person. So in this case that we are talking about, who are the victims and how do you think this will affect, you know, each of these victims?
Well, the first victim I would say will be the husband, because there's a lot of self-pride and self-worth invested in your ability to produce a child as a man. Okay. So if it's a case where you have 3 kids and all of them are not yours, as none of them is yours, that kind of says that you can't produce babies, father your child. And that's after years of feeling like I'm a man, there's nothing wrong with me, it becomes very deflating. And the issue of the lie, the deception, is terrible.
Exactly.
Especially when you haven't cheated yourself, you haven't done stuff like that yourself as the husband.
Yeah, actually.
It's terrible. And you've believed this person that I love you, and you look at me every night, we make love, we go to bed. Do you understand that kind of situation? I keep telling him, so if you lied about such a thing, what else couldn't you lie about? Your whole world is rocked by that. Then the other people who are also victims are the kids. That's another whole area now, because if they're say juvenile or toddlers, they haven't even developed the shock system to weather this whole new situation. Yeah. This is something that is terrible.
To a fault, I agree with most of the things sir said, but there are some things I want to point out. Okay. When it comes to victims, that is a relative word.
Okay.
In a sense, it's a relative word. There are cases where the wife is the victim. There are cases.
No, wife?
Yes.
I don't think I agree.
How is that even possible?
I don't think I agree with that.
The next way.
In the 2 seconds, I agree with him. I was going to say that.
The wife is the victim when she is the one.
No,
I totally disagree.
In a twisted case, in a twisted way, I also agree to a certain point that the wife, because you see, she didn't commit this atrocity, if you want to look at it that way, with the intent to be caught. Because her world gets rocked as well.
If she hadn't done it, or even lied about the child's paternity, there wouldn't have been any victim at all.
The truth is, everybody loses.
Yes.
Every single person loses.
I don't still agree that the woman, she can't call herself a victim.
But she's not strictly, technically,
it depends. I said there are some cases. Then I heard Sir talk about situations where maybe a messed up nurse or a schizophrenic nurse gets a kick from switching kids. Mm-hmm. In that case, is the woman a victim or not?
She is.
Okay, she is. Well, I feel like that case is not even the case of paternity fraud.
It is.
We're looking at the case of paternity fraud committed by the wife.
Yes.
In the case of paternity frauds committed by the wife, there are still cases where...
Now imagine walking into a room with 3 people crying. A man, a lady, and a child. Now you try to find out what happened. Why are they all crying? Then you find out that the woman amongst them beat up the child and equally used a pestle to hit the man as well. And then she just joined them in the crying session. Who beats up people and still have the nerve to join them in crime?
Wait, well, think about a killer. He killed his victims, right? And he's caught. Is he a victim or not?
He's not a victim.
In a sense, he is a victim of...
No, but he's a victim of his own actions.
Yes, a victim of his own actions.
He wasn't a murder victim.
Hmm?
He wasn't a murder victim.
His action was what? What was his action?
He wasn't a murder victim.
Wait, what was his action?
He was guilty of murder.
Murder, right?
Yeah.
And then he was a victim of his action, right?
Mm-mm.
He was a victim of his action.
He murdered people. He didn't murder himself.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, but in a sense, generally, what is his action? Murder, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is, he's a victim of his own, his own, he's a victim action. Of his own actions. Mm-hmm. What is the action?
Murder.
So
murder.
Putting two and two together, he's a victim of what?
Murder.
So in this sense, she was trying to be Machiavellian. She was trying to be schemy, and she committed paternity fraud, right?
Okay.
Now, she is, in a sense, remember I always say in a sense, a victim of...
A victim of what, really?
Paternity fraud.
No, wait, a victim of self-deception.
Well, see what I disagree with you here. I set out to do something wrong, and then eventually I'm caught, and I say I'm a victim of doing something. No, that's just being messed up in your head. You're a victim of not being smart enough or being stupid. The man, hold on, I'm coming. The man you deceived and the kids you deceived are the real victims of your action.
Exactly. The victims here are actually people who are made to suffer the implications of her actions, which of course will include her spouse, the child, and of course, the real father of the child.
These things are obviously correct, but then we're answering based on the question. What was the question? I have the question here. Let's talk about the victims of paternity fraud.
Yeah.
It wasn't specific. You said the victims of paternity fraud and the effect this could have of them. Okay, so in a sense, in one angle, like this is the straight angle, when you look at it, obviously she cannot be a victim.
Okay.
But then we take the word paternity fraud and we're looking at all sides of paternity fraud.
Mm-hmm.
So in one angle, she is a victim of her circumstance, what she did.
Yeah.
And what did she do?
She cheated.
She committed paternity fraud. No. One of the reasons why we are here is to take a basic term, paternity fraud, and look at all sides of the word. So not all victims are innocent. You said it before, right? There is no innocent victim. Although it's not the same thing. I understand what you mean by that, but the truth is, not all victims are innocent. You could be a victim of your own wrongdoing.
All right, so you could be a victim.
So in my own case,
on how the woman is affected in this case.
Okay. Now,
I'm not saying the word. I'm not using the word victim in the normal way.
Okay.
I'm looking at the other side. So she's a victim in the sense that she's affected. She's feeling the pain for paternity fraud. She's feeling the pain for her actions.
Mm. And I'm guessing
the pain is coming from
the fact that she probably might lose her marriage.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Lose her marriage, lose her kids, lose everything. Yeah. That's she's feeling the pain. So in a sense, she is a victim of this, but not in that normal way.
Mm.
In the sense that she is feeling the pain for that thing.
Yeah, definitely.
So that is the line of thought I'm trying to pass on.
Oh, okay.
In the sense that it doesn't mean that she should be pardoned. It doesn't mean that we should feel pity for her. But she is a victim of that. She's a victim of paternity fraud. They're all victims. They're all affected. They're all feeling the pain for paternity fraud.
Oh, wow. Very interesting. All right, Mr. Val, can you tell us, though, what you think are the options that are available for a man who just, you know, found himself in this whole messy situation? That is, a man who just found out that some of his kids or all of his kids are not biologically his. What do you think are the options, really, that this man has? What can he do? You know, and if you found yourself in that situation, what are you going to do?
The options, they are pretty limited, I think. But what seems pretty obvious most times is that a lot of people, African men, Nigerian men, don't want to be the fathers, especially when they've been deceived of kids that are not theirs. So the likelihood is that they're going to try and find another woman. The woman may have to leave and live with the babies, with the kids.
Are you saying that once there was a case of paternity fraud, that marriage is considered...
Let me tell you something about Nigerian men, especially Igbo men. There's a saying that if your wife can sleep with another man, then your death is just in her fingernails.
Are you serious?
Yes. So you can imagine if you find out that two kids, three kids, four kids of yours are not yours actually. You've been sleeping with the enemy. That's what it looks like. Oh, even wow. Even your kinsmen will tell you to stop eating her food. What is she still doing in your house? Do you understand? It takes a person who is very big-hearted. They will say, let me keep the kids and then I'll stay back.
I mean, the
you understand? It hurts a lot. Yeah. Because when you begin to make amends, what's she going to say that you're going to believe now?
The trust is completely...
It's completely shattered. So if there was some kind of love that and there's a certain kind of maturity you have, you might be able to say, well, just because of the kids, let's see what we can do. Or, okay. You understand? Some men I know will say, look, and I'm of that opinion that the kids should not have to suffer as much as possible because they are, like, that's why I keep saying that they're the bigger victims, because the man has a choice to say, look, I'm going to get another wife. But the kids don't really have that. They just have, at best, the rebellion, the confusion. And that's what, so they don't know who to turn to. Are they going to turn to the mother who has wrecked their world or the father who really isn't their father anymore? Yeah, but if you've been with the kids for a good number of years and they've been loving, adorable kids, they've formed a bond with you, like, you'll be hard pushed to let go. I would fight and talk for because of the kids. And if the woman seems full of remorse, you know, there'll be a period to look at it and see if there's been a real change, and then we can look at what we can work out. But if the kids were having a hell to raise, what am I fighting for?
Oh my god, why you just let them go?
Yeah, what am I fighting for? Imagine a situation where you have a kid that every other day they come with, he's picked the pocket, he's robbed the store, he's done something, he's tried to rip a girl. Things are coming up. I mean, that maybe he's in the early teens and stuff, and it's having. Yeah, someone might say it has to be. There has to be some adjustment.
But if this child is yours, like biologically yours, you wouldn't give.
People have disowned biological children. Maybe this was what was happening, and they didn't know. They were stuck with it because they thought they were biological. Now, when you have that option, you're not going to be thinking, I'm going to keep this hellraiser. And you know, at that point, you're already angry.
Yeah.
You're already terribly angry, and then you're thinking, who knows where she got it from. One cultist, one whatever, and now I have to bear the problem in addition to having the wrecked family. Imagine trying to explain that your wife, the four kids you had, your wife had them outside wedlock, but man, for some of them, maybe for the driver or the gate man.
No,
it gets uglier when you think about the details, right? You know, it gets crazy. So.
Collins,
you are Mr. Ken now. Yeah, you go for a DNA test and you find out that two out of your four kids,
yes, are not mine. There are a lot of factors I will have to consider that date back to my past. The only constant thing is I will definitely have trouble or a fight with my wife. It's a trust issue. Like, that's the constant thing here now, in the sense that I definitely have to question my wife, not a fight though. And then if it is, since we're talking about paternity fraud caused by women, right? So if it is that, definitely she has to find a way, because this is not a, yes.
Mean, you just can't forgive that.
Yes.
And even if you do, I just feel like the marriage is dead because trust will be gone.
Yes. The thing is, as a relationship, I feel it's gonna take something out of this world to get me to say or keep her as a wife. Generally.
So what do you do with the kids?
Okay, now that is the broad question.
Are you going to accept them?
That is the broad question.
Are you going to resent them for, you know, what they know nothing about?
That is the broad question. It depends. First of all, it depends on the scenario. Like the what you just told me, one scene. So the scenes before, because there are a lot of things a man has to consider before making such a decision. Like he was talking about seeing a fractious child and then they're just getting tired. That is one scenario. Do you know the reason? The truth is he's not letting that child go because of just that paternity fraud.
Yeah.
There are a lot of, that's what I'm trying to say. So that is a broad term. So there are a lot of things you need to look at. To be able to make such a decision. But the constant thing is just, okay, no, this is my wife. If it's from her, no, the trust is not there. It's kind of over. Yeah, because that's
you know,
the...
I think it's kind of hard sometimes to just say, this is what I'm going to do in a particular situation in the future, because you never know where you will be at.
Exactly.
Well, I would say that if I had a situation like that, I would need closure.
And how do you get the
closure? I would really need to find out, why did you do this? These are the things that could determine whether we'll be together some more. I'd like to, I probably would like to know, yes, who had these kids. I mean, so, because that's how that's part of the closure. I want to know what happened, when, how did I notice this? If, assuming in this case, like the one you referenced, Mr. Ken,
yeah,
two of the kids are his. I don't know if the kids are before or after.
Okay.
Because the scenarios are a bit different. If they were before, maybe there was a pregnancy issue that, at the beginning, at the start of the marriage. Maybe that pushed you to do those.
Oh, okay.
And later it came.
Delaying pregnancy.
Okay. Or if they came after, was it because you weren't getting enough attention from me anymore?
Okay.
Could it be possible that there's a bit of a blame there? Because when things go wrong, sometimes not entirely on the one person's side.
Exactly.
Which maybe a lot more. So that's why I need a little of I need closure. I need to know what happened.
Okay.
Why did you do this? And why this person? Then what happened? Why didn't you tell me? That's what could make me say, okay, look, yeah, I feel really bad about it. I don't know how much I can trust you again in this situation. Yeah. And so when I, especially if I look at the kids, and if the kids are very close to my heart, no matter what happens or what they do and how they came, I'd want to have them around. So that's a strong factor to have, wanting to have you around. Although I could say go and let the kids, because you're the biological mother, you might not want to leave them. But if you don't get that closure, if you don't come to that point of balance, every time you look at the kids, you remember the mother, and that the hurt will continue.
Yeah. I think we are agreeing, okay, that the whole paternity fraud thing is something that is hurtful. Like, everyone involved now is hurt, yeah?
Yes.
So, what would be your advice? Because we need to talk about this thing. What can we do to stop it? It is on the rise. Technology even helping us. Every day we keep hearing cases of paternity fraud. Men taking care of kids that are not theirs. You know, so what do you think we can do? Is there something you think we can do? Maybe the government? And then are we saying that young man, before you enter the marriage, I mean, before you even your child comes, forth, carry out a DNA test. What are we saying exactly? Is there an advice you are going to give to people listening to us?
Do you want to start?
Saying you're going to stop paternity fraud is like saying you're going to stop all wars in the world.
Oh, now for once, that's we're actually about to say the exact same
thing. So, you know, I just don't think this is the way it works. But
yeah,
having said that, you could there are things you could do to at least minimize it and yes, and make it work better.
Yes.
First of all, understand who you are and be upfront about what you want.
Okay.
When you have an open communication, it makes things better. You know?
And then, because these things can be caused by marital pressure.
Yeah.
So we could find a way to relieve the pressure off of the woman.
Yes.
I think what we should do is to seek to understand why people do this more. That's also something, the cultural pressure that is on the woman to have a child, to ensure that you have a child, on the man to prove that you're a man.
Yes, that
you understand? Sure. Yeah. Those things should be relaxed. Some certain laws should change too.
Yeah. Yes, that's what.
I think they should also look at the cost of DNA so that
yes,
if for any reason you have a cost, doubts
it's
that
it's expensive.
It's not.
I think that could help. Actually, that could help. If you make it a lot more exorbitant to have a test, people will have to naturally assume the kids and live better.
I mean,
yeah. Prior to this time, men didn't have a particular way of checking the paternity.
Exactly.
Yes. The reason why we're having all this is because people are doing paternity tests all over the place.
Mm.
It's not like paternity fraud wasn't available around in the past.
Okay.
But because we've had more access and more resources to go and do paternity, that's why it's popping up all over the place.
Yeah.
Make it a lot more expensive. People will have a second thought about going to spend that money.
And also, it doesn't matter whether he is your biological son. It doesn't matter if he's in between. The truth is, if you have someone under you and you are a caretaker to someone, try your best to take care of that person as your child. Because in this sense, love transcends the adage that blood is thicker than water. So in this sense, just be human.
Yeah, like don't let the kids suffer for what they don't
know. Exactly. Just be human.
Okay. And with that, we've come to the end of today's conversation. Thank you so much, guys, for showing up strong.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. Thank you very much. Yeah.
All right. So if you are listening and you are currently a victim of this paternity deception and you want to talk about it, you can always send us a voice message, because someone out there might get the answers they are looking for through your story. And of course, if you have something you want to share with us on the subject matter, you can also go ahead and send us a voice message. All right, so till I see you in the next episode, be the best version of yourself, be you and do you. And don't forget, you are special.
Yeah, I said that. You are very special. Take care of yourself. Talk to you soon.